Okay, before all these people leave the stage, let's thank our worship team for this year, this semester. Thanks, everybody. We really, really appreciate it. And we can't let these two girls go because they are going far, far, far away. And so Natalie has been with us since 2013, did we say? 2013. And she and her husband, Ryan, are thrilled to be moving near Pasadena and being the worship leaders for a church there as a team. And this is what they've prayed for a really long time. So we wanted to give them a succulent to remember the desert and a reload love necklace. And so anyway, thank you, Natalie. And then Michelle, I've known her since Ocean Hills and her mama. And just watching her rise up and become the woman of God and the worship leader she has become, hasn't it been a joy, you guys? And so she's moving to Prague. And we feel so sorry for her. And she's going to be learning teaching English as a second language. But also, she's an art major and a science major. So she's got
the duality. I like it all.
So God has big things in store for her, for them. And so same thing. We wanted to thank them and send them our well wishes and tell them Godspeed. Thank you, guys. And then we brought up Zanetta and Tracy. I say they're Aaron and her because they hold up my arms. Zanetta is director of She. And I said this morning it's her job to make me look good. And see what a good job she does? And she has the responsibility. Everything kind of falls underneath her. And so we're so, so blessed. Thank you, Z. We love you. And then Tracy is the Women's Bible Study Director. So she has to manage 150 volunteers. I don't know. That's like wrestling cats, isn't it?
Herding cats.
Herding cats. That's right. You don't wrestle them. You herd cats.
Lovely cats.
They're nice cats. Some of you are calicos and Siamese. And we're just so, so grateful that she does a spectacular job and how the women's ministry has increased under her care. Francis can't be here this evening, but she's head of our special events. And there's a really great one coming up. You guys can be seated. There's a good special event coming up in August, and we have an author coming out, and her book is called Sex, Jesus, and the Conversation the Church Forgot. So if we didn't have enough with the women of Genesis, this is going to be really awesome. And we're so excited that the conference is called Pillow Talk. And ultimately, we need to have our intimacy with Jesus, right? And if Jesus is our lover, our beloved, our husband, our maker, then all the rest of that kind of falls into place. So she's not able to be here. Cindy Gonzalez is our evening, our PM. Come on up, Cindy. And so she has to coordinate everything under Tracy and try and run parallel tracks to the morning. And so we're very, very grateful. Cindy, you've been with us for a long, yeah. Do you know what year? Yeah, easily. So we want to thank her, and she was going to thank her moderator, overseer, directors, and coordinators.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you.
Okay. Well, I have had a wonderful year, Ruth Chacon. Come on up. She is in charge of all the moderators, and she does all the administrative stuff. She just does a fabulous job. Thank you, Ruth. And Yvonne and Gloria. And Angie's not here. She's sick tonight, so she couldn't make it. She's got the flu. But these are our coordinators, and Angie, who's not here. And thank you so much. They kind of oversee our moderators and call on them and love on them and pray for them.
So thank you, ladies. We really appreciate it. Sometimes you're unsung heroes, but we know what you're doing. And then you guys should give a shout out for your coordinator. Coordinator, stand up. You don't have to come up, but just stand up if you would, coordinators. We want to honor you and thank you, and we're so, so blessed. Good, stand up. Don't be shy. Come on, if that's what you do. Thank you, thank you. We were saying this morning, these ladies, they're in it for the big bucks because they don't make a penny. And I'm not sure they get enough gratitude for all they do, but we are really, really grateful. It's where the rubber meets the road. And so they're a conduit of Jesus' love from the Lord through She Ministry and directly to you guys. So, and I can't tell you the testimonies this morning about small groups and the moderators and the ministry that happens through them. So that was super duper fantastic. Okay, hospitality and greeters. You guys make us feel really welcome. Up you go, up you go. And there we go. Thank you so much, you guys. You come in and just really make us feel welcome, and we're appreciative of that. We don't want to forget the prayer team. I don't know if Lisa and Deb De La Rosa. Woo! All right, prayer team. They do heart surgery. And so we're so grateful that they're very, very crafty in the ministry that they give, and they know how to minister into the deep places of a woman's heart and soul. And so you're entrusted with so much. And we're thankful for that. Anything else, Tracy? Do I need to give you the mic to give some thanks?
Yeah, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that don't get any recognition. These two gentlemen back here in the sound and lighting area, they make us look good and sound good. And then we have a team up here in the booth. It's hard to see, but that little triangle up there to my left. And we have a team up there that runs the slides, and we have volunteers up there that run the slides. So let's give them a big hand. And I said this morning, but if you are looking to serve, we have a place for you to serve. So pray about it. Come see me. Come track me down. Come to our office, because we want to plug you in and be part of She Ministries.
The more the merrier, right? Thanks, ladies. So we're going to, we need to be grateful for all that Jesus has done and the people he uses to do his work. And we don't want to forget that. And this semester has been pretty spectacular. And so I guess we should give the Lord a praise offering, shouldn't we? So incredible, the things that he has done. So this is your chance to tell us what Jesus and the Lord is doing in your life. I know some of you have prepared a testimony. So if you guys want to come up and just sit up here in the front row so that I can call you up and I know where you are. But we are going to start with a couple of written testimonies. So if you want to look at the screen as the rest of you are coming forward, if you want to, and even if you didn't pre-prepare and just in this moment you went, you know what, I really need to testify. I need to be that person that comes up. I'm not going to be the lepers that don't come back. I'm going to be the one that comes and shares my gratefulness and thankfulness. Okay, so up on the screen, praise Jesus, I'm already starting to do his will in my life, even though I have not been a prostitute, nor a thief, nor a murderer, but I have not been submissive either. I've identified with each of the women in the book of Genesis in my disobedience to God. Glory and honor to him. I am ready, already doing his will, no matter the price. Amen. So, that's really, really fantastic. And so you want to come up and share your testimony? Were you one of the ladies who came forward? Yeah, absolutely. Come on down. Hi, what's your name?
Angel.
And so Angel's going to share what God's been doing.
Awesome. Okay, well, I found myself relating to Rachel. In her fertility time, I'd have to say it started 3 years after my son was born. I had an ectopic pregnancy. I found myself to be infertile for 3 more years after that, just, you know, praying and waiting on God. Didn't think I was going to have any more kids by what the doctors were kind of saying, but then by prayer and the grace of God, I was pregnant again. With my second child, a girl this time. Yay. I absolutely believe that conceiving another child was all in God's timing and not my own. And then I also was noticing that me and my husband had picked out a name for her before we knew what the meaning of the name was. Her name is Mia. did realize later that in Latin it means wished for child.
Aww.
Which is just, she is. She's such a blessing. And that's my testimony.
Aww. So she had to wait like Rachel, but God opened your womb. And so we're so grateful. Praise the Lord. This morning we were able to pray for other gals that are suffering from infertility. And we'd love to do that again this evening. If that's you and your space in life and you're asking God to open your womb, a lot of you are like, no, thank you. Done with that. But if there's anybody here and you want to stand up, we'd love to pray for you that God would provide, because I know that that's just an aching for so many women. Okay. Oh, good. Thank you. Anybody else? Oh, bless you. You're slow to pop. There they go. It's like popcorn. Okay. So, Lord, thank you for these ladies. And we did learn that you open wombs, Lord, that you have a reason and a plan and a season for all the things that you do. And so, God, we're praying with them that you would grant them the fruit of the womb, that they would be fruitful and multiply. And we would be so happy if by next semester we can hear good news, Lord, about what you have done. And so we pray, Lord, that you would fill them and give them hope and peace and patience as they wait on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, ladies. Okay, so we have another testimony on the screen. Tamar, the daughter-in-law of Judah, guilty of seduction and trickery. I've lived a life apart from God. Even though I ran from him, he never left me. He took care of me, always nudging me. He brought me out of darkness into his light and into his service. He forgave me, and I have never looked back. So I'm certain that Tamar and Lot's wife were big inspirations for that person. So would another one of you like to come up? Yeah. And what's your name? Jeanette.
It's good to meet you. So I remember many years ago, I don't even think I had my daughter yet. I went up to visit Calvary. You guys are still in Wyoming. And that was the first time the Holy Spirit had really, really filled me. And I cried through the whole service. And my husband didn't understand what was happening to me. But then we went on to another church and we became born again and we went to different churches and whatnot. My husband passed away 16 years ago. And in the meantime, there was a time when I walked away from the Lord during all that. He committed suicide. And so when I came back, I started visiting off and on here, and I was attending another church regularly, but I saw She Ministries, and I loved it. I thought, this is where I want to be, where the women are really nurtured and raised up. So with this Bible study, this is the first semester I've actually completed a whole study. And I looked at all the women, that from Eve to Noah's wife to Lot's wife to all of them, Rebecca. And I looked at each one of them with their imperfections. And I thought, God, he still used them. He still uses them to minister to us. And I thought, if he can use them, he can use
them. Amen.
Amen. So that was what I got out of it.
Sometimes I think we're more qualified in our imperfections because God gets all the glory. That Paul even said, I will boast in my weaknesses, for in my weakness he is made strong. And it's very strange that that's the place he often uses to his greatest glory. I was touched by the idea of your husband in suicide. And Cody, our youth leader, posted this week, if you don't have any kids in high school and mid-high, and we're ranked fourth in the nation for teen suicides. So it's a big problem, and I'm so glad that Cody addressed that. So if you're here and that's something that you have struggled with, or you have someone in your household that struggles with that, we'd like to pray for you if you would stand up. we want to see God deliver you and walk you out of the valley of the shadow of death. Is there anyone else? Bless you. So proud of you for standing. This is such a difficult thing. God bless you. And okay, she's not going to stay up, but that's all right. Anybody else? It's your son. What's his name? Israel. Oh. And so anybody else? Lord, it says that you are... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see. Pardon me? Her best friend. And so, Lord, it says that you are a strong tower and that the righteous can run into it and they are saved. And so, Lord, I pray that you would be a strong tower in the lives of Israel, her friend, and this woman here, that you, God, will bring life, that you speak life, that you are the life giver. And sometimes it seems so dark we don't want to live. But God, would you illuminate the lives of these people represented here, Lord? Would your light break through, shine through, come in and dispel the darkness? Take away those things that would cause them to be in this space, Lord, and that you would be a hope. Your hope would be an anchor to the soul, and they would be able to reach out and grab hold of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, bless you. Let's read another one of the testimonies up on the screen. My goal was to not just go through it, but to grow through it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love and your healing touch along the way. Eve had God's beautiful voice of instruction, yet she failed to obey. I'm so thankful for God's written word to guide me through the trial and temptation of life. Obedience is key, and I've tucked that in my heart forever. Amen. I love that. Not just go through it, but grow through it. I'll take that. I'll take that for me. Let's read one more. The Lord used two very powerful dreams and a snow sculpture to make me think seriously about giving my life to Christ. One snowy day after the dreams, I pulled up to a distributor's home. I was buying art supplies, and in the front yard was a snow sculpture of a woman and a sign that read, Lot's wife. I remember thinking to myself, okay, God, you have my attention. Lot's wife is a reminder to me, never look back. Oh, that's super cool. Wow, that would be major intense. Would you like to come share your testimony? Is there anybody else? You should move your way forward now that you're hearing them. You might feel like you kind of want to come up here. Make your way down as she's sharing her testimony. We'd love to hear from you. What's your name?
Valerie.
Valerie.
So it's interesting on the one about Adam and Eve and the apple and the serpent. And so in our group, we were discussing that, and here's an apple.
Clever.
And so, yeah, very clever, because I tend to chew from it and bite from it a lot.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
That's good, girl.
So anyway, we had like nice jokes and stuff about it, and the stories that I've learned from all the studies, I've heard them before. I've come to Calvary since 1991. I'm nervous. Sorry.
It's okay. You can be nervous.
Okay.
It's all right.
So, but I do have a home church. And so I come here to be refreshed and renewed. I still call it my home church also. But I have a small church that I serve at. And so I come here, and I just wanted to share that when you're in your seasons, as we grow older, I've been here, coming here for so many years. My kids are all grown, and we're almost empty nesters. And just keep persevering. And I learned that through coming to the group, because I wasn't always interested in going to the small group after. I just came, listened, and left. And my buddy Jeanette here convinced me to come to the group, so so I came to this group. I've done three of the studies so far, and I love it.
Thank you.
I love it, and so just keep it up, women. And whenever you fall short, whenever you feel discouraged,
go for it. You've got the gift of encouragement. It's okay. That's why you're feeling it.
But just come, because we can learn from each other. You know? But praise God, He's Almighty, you know? He's our Sovereign Lord. We love Him. And just come and be encouraged.
That's good. She's giving you a never give up out there. If some of you are feeling like never give up, I think that's what she was wanting to say in the Lord, that we should never, ever, ever give up, because God never gives up on us, right? So He's in it. He says He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll be with us always, even to the end of the age. And that's a huge comfort. So, anybody else want to come forward? Yay! And you know what? Others of you are welcome to do that as well. She's coming down. Let's read one of the testimonies. For me, the story of Adam and Eve was very sad and foretelling. It's a book of firsts, the first temptation, and its grave consequences. God's masterpiece, Eve, became enamored with Satan's false promises and evil intentions. Today, we are still being assaulted by Satan's lies and his attempts to separate us from God. It is still his policy to send temptation by hands we do not suspect and by those that have most influence upon us. That's really a big warning. So that's really good. Hi, sweet pea. What's your name?
Sam.
Hi, Sam.
I'm actually from Colorado. I'm here in a program for U-Turn for Christ. And I'm really nervous. I just graduated first phase on Friday. And a short rundown of my testimony is,
Take your time.
I was molested through my childhood. My mother died when I was 13. I went through 9 foster homes in 4 years. I was with one abusive man and left that, turned to God, and I didn't know the fear of God, so I fell on my face. And I am here, and I've been clean for 67 days. Away from a man who beat me. I haven't been beaten in 3 months, and I'm just excited about it. And I'm actually a welder, but I've been asked to step up to help be an overseer for the U-Turn for Christ. I have decided to stay for the second phase because I'm not ready to go back out in the world on my own, and I just, if you guys could pray that maybe my words can help motivate somebody or, you know, just touch somebody's life to know that it's not the end. So, thank you.
Let's pray for her before she sneaks away. Lord, thank you for our sister. And it's true, once we find a way out, we're so good at helping others. And so, Lord, I pray that she would be able to give the healing that she has received, Lord, that you would make her a mender of hearts. And I think about the passage that reconciliation builds a bridge, and that you said we should all be reconciled to Christ. And I pray that she would show other people how to cross the bridge, how to be sober, how to get clean, and how to be free indeed, Lord, not just of drugs and abuse, but the pain and the scars and the thinking it leaves behind, Lord, that she would help people unlock those deep things in their lives, Lord. And we thank you for her. We thank you that she's connected 62 days. And we're grateful for it in Jesus' name.
And my life verse is 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And that is like amazing for anyone who is going through anything, because the weaker you are, the stronger God is.
Thank you. It was really surprising that this morning we had a woman come forward, and it was a very hard testimony. And her testimony was that her daughter and son-in-law had been addicted to crystal meth and on and off for years, and that they lost custody of a child, and they have just gotten clean for 31 days. And so it was such a miracle that she would come up and testify. And what I said, is there anybody else here this evening or this morning that you have a sibling, someone in your life that has addiction issues? Because we would love to pray for that as well. And I was just shocked how many people stood up, and what, you know, whether it's opioids or alcohol or pornography, there are different addictive issues. So if you guys want to stand up for someone in your life that is having those issues, we've seen I'm sorry, and I think I just feel God's heart. You know, I got saved in a generation, the end of the 60s into the 70s, that was, you know, the hippies. And everybody was into so many drugs at that time. And so many of the pastors that you know now were ex-drug addicts and had problems. And God somehow redeemed that generation. And they went out and spoke to a generation, and it feels like that wave is crashing again. But I know that He can. That people used to come off the street to Chuck Smith and Calvary Costa Mesa, and I mean literally be healed from drug addiction like that. And it was such an amazing only move of God, and it started with my hero and mentor, Kay Smith. And she and a bunch of the ladies would drive down to the beach areas in California and beg God for that generation. And He did. He did something so unique, and that's how we had the Jesus movement. And I think we need a re-Jesus movement now for the people that are represented here. So you just earnestly join me in this. God, You can do anything, and You saved that 60s generation that was free love, free sex, free drugs, that they just checked out, tune in, turn on, all that nonsense. Timothy Leary and LSD and cocaine was just coming on the scene, and Lord, there was just a messed up generation. I remember Mike McIntosh thought for a long time that he had lost half his brain, and he'd walk around. And it was so desperate, Lord. I remember visiting and praying with people from LSD that were in mental hospitals because it had so wrecked them, Lord. And so You see us, God. You know this generation of opioids and crystal meth and heroin and the things that are dragging down this generation, and we want them for Your kingdom, Lord. Can You please do it again, Lord? Will You seek and save the lost that are represented here, Lord? That You would go to them, convict them, call them, let them know that there is a place, that there is something better than that high, that Jesus is higher. He is the utmost. He is the highest. And He can fulfill all the deep needs and longings and pains in the hearts that are represented here. Lord, we pray this morning that these prodigals would be like the prodigal who was in the pigsty and he came to his senses. And so sometimes you're so drugged up you don't have your senses. Let them come to their senses, Lord, that they recognize how bad it is, how horrible it is, that they're in the muck and the mire and the mud, and that their Father, their Heavenly Father, is beckoning them home and would love to put robes on them, shoes on their feet, and bring them to an inheritance in Christ that is in heaven and is incorruptible, that cannot be taken away, Lord. We beg You for these people, Lord. Release them from the devil's snare. You say where two or more agree that it would be done, and that the gates of hell cannot prevail against Your church. And Lord, let them not, let the enemy not prevail in the lives of these people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's read one of the other ones while I compose myself. Noah's wife impacted me greatly because even though little is known of her, she was a shining example of what it looks like to be a godly wife who was obedient to her husband, but also had complete trust in God and His plan. Even though it looked crazy, she was a woman of incredible faith. Amen. Amen and amen. And maybe like that, God's wanting to launch some of you out. Maybe He's asking you for the next step, and it seems like a crazy step and a step that's counterintuitive, but we pray that you will find the obedience that Noah's wife found and be able to do. We all have a next step. No matter how long you've been with the Lord, there is a next step. Amen? Did you want to come up and share something? Hello. Tell everybody who you are.
My name is Dorothy Pardo. A lot of you know my son is in Prague. So to hear that, what's her name?
Michelle.
Michelle is going to Prague.
She's
I want
to
go
able
with
to hang
her.
With them.
Yes. Yes. My son and my daughter come to church here. When I was small, I was adopted, but before I was adopted, I was put in welfare homes. We went to several. The family that I was with, their son-in-law abused me. I've never told anybody. My son and my daughter don't even know. But I know that the Lord brought me through it. He's blessed my family so much. He blessed me with a husband that loves me. He knows that I was abused. My children don't know. The Lord saw to it that me and my two sisters were adopted by my aunt and uncle. We were going to get separated in three directions. So when my dad heard about it, he said no. So I think that was the Lord there, because he called his brother in Gallup. He asked him if he would take all three of us. My uncle said yes. My uncle was a Christian, thank you, Lord. He raised us the Christian way. And now to serve him today, I feel so blessed, because I know he had my path in mind. He directed me, and he still guides me today. So if any of you are fighting with the Lord, don't. Because he has you in mind. He has you by the hand, and he will guide you.
Lord, I just thank you. Obviously, she's been victorious and has walked such an amazing life, and her kids are incredible. And so, wow, what you can redeem and what you can do. But it says if we confess to one another that we'll be healed. And I believe in her confession, there's even going to be a deeper healing than she's experienced in her life so far. And Lord, so we just pray that you'll go into all those places, Lord. And as has been promised so much, all things new, all things new. And Lord, I pray that something beautiful will spring forth from this confession, Lord, that it will be life-giving and life-changing. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, maybe that would be you. Maybe because she was brave, it can make you brave. So, look, the facts are out there with the Me Too. I don't know how many people really escape not being abused in some way. So, if that's you this evening and you just want to cry out and ask God, touch the hem of his garment, whatever it is, that the Lord can just purge the thoughts, the memories, the dreams, whatever it is that has just kind of tagged on to you for way too long, we would love to pray for you. And I know that's real intimate, but if you would like to stand up, we'd love to pray for you. Sometimes just making something public has power. Thank you, sweetheart. It delivers us in ways that we just can't imagine. And it's just that. It's reaching out and touching him and telling him and just saying, see, Lord, just see. So, Lord, you do see. You see these precious women, and nobody deserves that. Nobody deserves what's happened to them. And I don't know why you're making this a theme this evening, Lord.
but the one that the Son sets free is free indeed. And I pray that they would be free in their thoughts, free in their hearts, free in their emotions, free in their love, that they'd be able to give freely, freely if they have received and freely they'll be able to give, Lord. That the parts of them that have been frozen over or turned rock or turned hard or been suppressed or been shoved down, Lord, that those places would be free, Lord. That there would be no hindrance, Lord. They would be able to lay aside every weight and sin that easily besets, and they would start running this race like they've never run the race before. They are going to pick up the pace, Lord. Pick up their enthusiasm, Lord, and be unencumbered, Lord. And we just pray you'd restore. Anything that the enemy took, would you restore it, Lord? Restore to them the years, the moments, the times, and that you would give them tenfold, a hundredfold years and time and beauty in your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's read another one of our testimonies, and then I think Tracy has some announcements. Oh, and we're happy to take another testimony too. Through the story of Sarah and Abraham, we learn that God's delays are not always denials. Love that. I live with chronic, almost daily migraines. I believe that God has healing in my future. I sit in the promises of God that He works all things together for my good, and He has a purpose in my pain. I praise God for the work He does in and through me. May He use me however He sees fit for His glory. I just want to be His obedient servant. I don't know who you are, A, but I love you, and I'm really, really proud of you. So that's beautiful. Hi, sweetheart. You want to tell them your name?
Janelle.
Ooh.
Louder. Yeah. So I brought up Ruth with me so I could have some backup up here. I'm really nervous, but God needs to get the glory. So I was married for 7 years, and I have a 5 and 6 year old, and my husband left 2 days after Christmas, 2016. I walked through infidelity and addiction, and he is currently still an addict. We had just bought our house, our first house together, when he left, and I got left with everything. But God has come through. I have been attending Calvary since 2012. I've been baptized, but my relationship with God has just strengthened more than I could have ever imagined. My prayer life, every study, every word of scripture that I read just speaks to me. God nourishes me through everything that He gives to me daily. As long as I seek Him, it fits perfect. It just quenches everything. The prayer here, Lisa, has been praying for me since 2012. I have Ruth. I'm in a Connect group. Accusations in court have been torn down. Strongholds, the abuse that he put on me has been torn down. And God has just redeemed what I never thought would feel alive again. So, all glory to God.
Praise you, Lord. Woo! So good when you hear someone who's been delivered and how recently, and even our friend from U-Turn, that she's been delivered. God is a God of deliverance, and He can do it, and He can connect that all together. And it's so important that you're here and you're in community and you're with other people and you're in your small group, because I mean, together we are powerful, ladies. Together we are a force to be reckoned with the Holy Spirit of God. So thank you. I am humbled by your humility and your honesty this evening. And I'm telling you, the She team is going to tuck these things away and be so inspired and take them to Jesus and ask Him what next, what now. And so thank you. Thank you very much. And Tracy's got some announcements. And Zanetta.
Well, I'm going to try to change gears. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's food outside. Okay, so we have said a lot of thank yous. One of the thank yous that I'd like to say is we have women who serve at the serve table and the product table. So can we give those women a hand? Tonight, our she bag is $10, so it's half off. So get out there and get that bag. You will love it. Additionally, we have the Live Deeply that we're going to be doing in the fall, and that is the study of the parables. So I'm really excited about that. With our teaching team, it's going to be fresh and new, and we're going to learn a lot of exciting things, I just know. And you can buy your book tonight in Parchments at 33% off, but don't forget to register. Tonight's the night. There's ladies out there. They will help you get it done, get your summer going with this ready to go. And additionally, we have Reload Love t-shirts 50% off. And they're really soft and they're really comfortable. I bought one for my husband and he sleeps in it. He's like, oh, he thought it was mine because it said Reload Love, but it's for men. They make them for men too. So if you want to get your husband a gift, go for it. Yeah. And so Zanetta's going to talk about summer.
Okay, for you ladies who like to keep busy, a lot of you do, you ask us about summer events. We have actually a calendar where you can get all this info that I'm about to say that are out in the foyer, so you can pick those up if you don't have one of these already. But let's see if I can do them in order. One of the first things that we're having is an online Bible study. I forgot my Bible study book, but it's a newly published book by Lenya. It's Live Brilliantly, and some of you have been through that when we would print out paper copies. But now it's been published, so praise God. Yay. You can clap for that. That's good. So anyway, that's also for sale in Parchments, but what we're doing is starting on May 14th, we're doing an online Bible study, and it's free of charge to you. You can get the book as a complement to that and kind of dive in deep with us. All you need to do is follow us on either Facebook or Instagram at She Ministries Online Bible Study, so we would love to have you and, you know, talk and fellowship with you, and you can do that at your own convenience, get with girlfriends, however you want to do it or do by yourself, and we'll be communicating with you. So that's the first thing. The next thing is She Lives had a huge event this past Saturday, Gossip Girl. It quickly was full and we couldn't fit any more people in there and so many wanted to come. So those events are just getting more and more popular. The next one is going to be end of July, right? And I have the calendar in my hand. I could look. But anyway, end of July. And so we'd love to have you there. Just sign up. We do require registration because they usually do activities through those. And a lot of you want to come, so make sure to register quickly. And the last thing, Lenya mentioned it, it's August 4th. We're having a conference here bringing in Mo Isom. And if you didn't hear the title before, if you snuck in late, the title is Pillow Talk. The subtitle is the title of her book, actually, and it's Sex, Jesus, and the Conversations the Church Forgot About. So it's going to be very good. You'll want to get your tickets quick because, again, we sell out, and then we have people calling us and getting on a wait list. So we want you to get there first.
I think it's a good gift to buy a friend. I got a ticket for you. Yeah. Let's go together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So fun.
We're done.
We're done.
Can you believe it?
We love you. Have fun. Go eat tacos.
Go have tacos and enjoy your evening.